Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Join us to uncover only the most effective strategies and tactics for building your bottom line with an online radio show. And now, your host, Ben Kruger. Hello, hello, and welcome to Authority Engine, where our mission is to help you launch your business into the limelight with actionable advice, real-life case studies, and tactics straight from all the top podcasters. Today, I'm really, really excited. We've got Daniel J. Lewis, the host of the Audacity to Podcast podcast. It's a fantastic award-winning podcast for podcasters, so he's particularly qualified to talk on this show. And his show is incredible and incredibly informative for podcasters on all kinds of different topics. So definitely check that out at theaudacitytopodcast.com. But what we're going to talk about today is podcasting as a business and monetizing your show. So he's got a couple different methods of monetization. And so we're going to really dive into that and get into those aspects. But before we do that, we're going to talk about the featured podcast today. The featured podcast, which is Hardcore History by Dan Carlin. This is actually a show that I've been listening to for a while now and have been absolutely loving. You know, everybody had to take history growing up as a kid in school, and it just bored the tears out of you. But I tell you what, Dan's podcast is so incredible. What he does is he does multi-part series sometimes on different eras in history or different dynasties. Like, he's got one five-part series, I believe it is, on the Wrath of the Khans, and talking about their conquest of Asia and all that kind of stuff. So it's really, really interesting. And he tells it in a very, you know, slightly controversial, very down-to-earth, kind of layman's terms way. And it really, really connects with me. And if you really like history, and if you would like to know more about history, definitely worth checking out. Head over to dancarlin.com. If you want to get featured on the show, head over to authorityengine.com/love, and you could submit your podcast there. All right, let's dive into it. It's Daniel J. Lewis, and we're going to be talking about the five monetization methods for podcasting and how to turn podcasting itself into a business. One of the first things that I really wanted to talk about was, you know, podcasting as a business in and of itself. And it's something that you've been doing for a while now. You mentioned that you've got your comedy podcast, you've got a couple other podcasts, and you've got the Audacity to Podcast, which is where you teach people how to podcast. And you had mentioned that your kind of business, podcasting as a business, came into play with the Audacity to Podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about that show and kind of how that brought about the opportunity for, you know, podcasting as a business?
Yeah, I am a web designer. That's my primary trade right now, but I also offer consulting. And the Audacity to Podcast is a podcast about podcasting for podcasters. It's so meta, but there is the need for it. And there are other podcasts about podcasting, and I felt like each of them were good, but they were lacking something. I found myself talking back to my headphones and saying, but you forgot this, or but there's also this way you could do it, or this thing is better. And at some point I realized I've got something to say. So I decided to launch this podcast talking about podcasting. And the audience for that are people who podcast generally. Most of the audience are people who podcast or want to podcast.
I would hope so, yeah.
I've got some that have no podcast whatsoever, but they're just thinking someday in the future. But this is an audience of people who want to podcast or already do and want to improve, and they most likely have their own website, and they're most likely going to need help with certain things along the way or want extra features or things that will help them podcast better. And that's what I provide then primarily as a business. I design websites. Podcasters need websites. They need website designs. I design podcast cover art. Podcasters need that. I offer one-on-one consulting to help people launch or improve their podcast. Podcasters need that. So even though I'm giving away the information for free in my weekly podcast, I'm now up to episode 134 coming out. I'm giving away all of this information for free. So it would be possible for someone to go through, listen to all of the episodes, and probably be able to start their own podcast that way. But that's a lot of episodes. And so because I'm giving away the information for free, and people are hearing that, understanding it, they like the presentation, then it's establishing me as a thought expert or as an industry expert for this field. And so when people need help, even though I've told them how to do it themselves, they'll decide, I don't want to do this myself. I want to just hire someone else to do it for me. And because I've been telling them how to do it, they know that I know how to do it. So then they come back to me to hire me to do these things, whether it be design services or podcast support or one-on-one consulting. So the podcast is completely free, but I'm marketing to my ideal audience by giving away free information in the podcast.
Interesting, interesting. So essentially, when it comes down to it, the podcast in and of itself generates no revenue whatsoever. What you use the podcast for specifically is to generate interest, to build your authority, and to grow, you know, essentially your brand awareness in the podcasting space for people that are trying to do podcasting for themselves.
Mostly, yeah. There are actually five ways that you could make money from a podcast, either directly or indirectly. And I've worked with pretty much all of these in the past. And well, all except this first one is you could offer premium stuff with your podcast where maybe you offer a free version of your podcast that's maybe shorter or fewer episodes. And then you offer a premium version that people can subscribe to and they're paying on a monthly basis in order to consume your content. That way works for some people, doesn't work for others. You could look at things like bonus features or no ads or extra access for certain sections of your website or features. Then the second way is donations. And we host a Once Upon a Time podcast that receives its support primarily from donations on a regular basis. These are people who send a one-time donation to sponsor an episode, or they're signed up for monthly automatic donation and sending money from their PayPal account automatically, and that covers our expenses for that podcast. The third way is you could have some kind of ads inside of your podcast, and these would be typical ads that you're promoting some product, but it's not necessarily a direct sponsorship of your product. So this could be affiliate links, such as Amazon.com affiliate links, where you tell people, hey, by the way, I've been reading this book, or here's a product that you might be interested in. Go check it out. And people can use an affiliate program like that to make money whenever someone, it depends on the affiliate program, but it's usually when that person purchases something or signs up for something through whatever service you're advertising.
One really good example of this would be what Pat Flynn has done with a couple of his mini courses, right? You know, some of them, well, they may not be 100% podcasting. They have, you know, a show notes or a blog element to them. And some of them may have videos involved in them as well. But he also has all of his affiliate links for different hosting services and different, you know, all the different keyword research and all that kind of stuff in there. So essentially, that is a really good example of kind of how somebody could monetize with a more instruction-based, affiliate-based system, correct?
Right. Whenever you recommend something, try to have an affiliate link for it. So it doesn't even have to be an ad in your podcast to say, like, this podcast is made possible by Bluehost or anything like that. But it could be a product you're reviewing or something you're talking about or some tool that you're starting to use. And you could let people know, purchase this through my affiliate link and it helps support what I'm doing. And then you use that affiliate link to then monetize part of the content from your podcast. Then the fourth way is sponsorships. And this is where you have some relationship with the company. See, affiliate programs, you don't really have a relationship with them. You just sign up and start using their links. A sponsorship is where you have some kind of relationship with them, some kind of agreement, how many episodes, how many, what terms of measurement for how they'll pay you. And you could get paid by three basic ways. One is CPM, which is where you're paid based on how many thousands of downloads you receive. So a typical CPM starting out might be $10 to $20 per 1,000 downloads. So if a single podcast episode gets 2,000 downloads and they sponsor just one episode, then you could be paid $20 for a $10 CPM. And then there's CPA or CPC, which is cost per action or cost per click. And that's when someone does something. So CPM are just based on how many downloads you receive, an assumption of how big your audience is, how many impressions there are. A CPA or CPC is based on the listener taking an action. Like you could sign up for the Audible affiliate program at theaudacitypodcast.com/audible. And if people sign up for a trial membership with Audible, you would get paid $15. That's a CPA or CPC system. And then there's also a flat rate system where you just get paid a certain flat rate per episode, whether it be $100, $10, $200, whatever you work out with a sponsor. And then the last way to really monetize podcasts are with self-promotion. And this is what I was talking about that I'm doing a lot of, is advertising your own products or services. So using the podcast as a marketing arm to further your brand, your service, your product. So you can recommend at the end of your podcast, you can say, hey, by the way, I just released this new book, or get my video, or hire me for consulting services or design services or whatever extra services you have that are somewhat related to the podcast, but are not directly inside the podcast. So it's something that then is relevant to the audience, but it's something you provide outside of the podcast. So those are the five ways that you can pretty much monetize a podcast. And I talked a lot about that in my episode 39 of the Audacity to Podcast.
That's fantastic. And we'll definitely link out to that so that all the listeners can go check that out. One of the things that I wanted to ask you kind of directly is, you've got a couple different podcasts and sounds like you've got a couple of these different monetization methods in place for those different shows. Of those methods, what do you prefer to do, and what have you seen the most results from? I mean, I've got an assumption here, but I just kind of want to hear it straight from you.
I use all of them except for premium content, and I really like using all of them. Like, I think the donations are a great way to tie in the community and help them feel part of something. I think the affiliate links are great for when I'm reviewing products and such, and that's starting to really pick up more for my business as I review more products and mention more things.
I can imagine, particularly since I assume a lot of those affiliate links are, or at least some of them may be recurring for different services.
Right. Yeah, it could be something I'm making an annual or monthly amount on. But I think my favorite two are the sponsorships and self-promotion. The sponsorships, because I like having an ongoing relationship with a company so that it's mutually beneficial to us. I know that we're helping them succeed and they're helping us succeed. That's what I really prefer to have, and something that then grows with us and our community will get to know that sponsor. That's the kind of direct monetization with a podcast that I prefer. But then also, I get most of my income from the self-promotion, promoting my products and services outside of the podcast, but that the podcast listeners hire me for those things. That's where my actual bread and butter is coming from.
And so if, let's say one of the listeners in the audience was interested in starting a podcast and doesn't necessarily have a business or a service, but they're looking to start a podcast in an area that they're interested in, with the option of starting a service or doing the self-promotion off of the back of that, or possibly the option of getting sponsors or doing donations, how would you recommend they go about deciding on a great niche to podcast in that would have the most potential for developing into a commercial opportunity?
I would say pick something where people are used to spending money. I somewhat put myself in a corner by focusing so much on the audio editing software Audacity, because most people who use Audacity use it because it's free. And so they're not too inspired to pay for services or support on top of that. But there are many industries out there like photography or marketing where people are used to paying for things and want to pay for things to help them with that. But when you're looking at yourself picking a topic, try not to just pick a topic to make money from, but pick something that you can be passionate about, because that's what really sets podcasting apart from so many other things. And podcasting is like an audio or video extension of blogging, but you can express so much more passion in a podcast than you can in just writing. So pick something that you would talk about even if no one was listening, because when you first start out, nobody's going to be listening to you. So it'd be good to just have that topic that you'll be talking about, knowing that there's no one out there listening to this. But pick something that is interesting and that you think others would be interested in sharing too. So just podcasting about your personal life and your personal interests, that's going to be a bit too mixed up or a bit too focused on you for others to really be interested in sharing that, unless you happen to be a celebrity. But look at then, what can you do to help other people out there, to inform them, to educate them, to entertain them? What kind of content can you release on that? Is it about a TV show? Is it about some creative art or skill that you really enjoy? Is it a hobby? Like, there's a guy out there that does a podcast about making wooden boats. It's his hobby. It's his passion. And now he's established as an expert in that field. There are others who podcast about knitting, about video games, about movies. So the great thing about podcasting is you could podcast about any topic out there. And even if someone is already covering a topic that you're passionate about, they don't have your experience, they don't have your knowledge, they don't have your unique perspective. So you can still add to the conversation by sharing what's unique to you.
Okay, thank you so much, Daniel. I know this is one of those topics out there that everybody's talking about, how to monetize your show and how to start making money from your podcast. So I really appreciate you breaking it down for the audience and really putting it into layman's terms for how any podcaster can start making money from their show. As always, we're going to break down each episode in some actionable steps and an actionable guide to help you implement what you learned today. And I also want to ask you guys, as the listeners, what are some unorthodox methods that you use or you have thought of that you could possibly use for monetizing a podcast that maybe we didn't cover today? I know there's a couple of interesting monetization methods out there that don't really follow the typical manner or the typical layout. So I would definitely be keen to hear some of those and your thoughts on that. So in order to leave us your thoughts on that, head over to authorityengine.com/5 to check out the show notes. Leave your comments in the comments section. I would love to hear some answers to that question. And there you'll find the show notes to this episode, all the links to all the resources, and you'll also see the actionable step-by-step guide to implement what we've learned today. So if you like what we're doing here at Authority Engine, head on over to authorityengine.com/love and spread the word, share the little love. I really appreciate you coming out, and we will see you next time for more strategies and tactics from all the top podcasters in iTunes for accelerating your business with podcasting.